I hope you find the message today to be spiritually uplifting and to fill you throughout the week. May God bless you as you listen to His Word.
Our scripture reading this morning is from Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 38. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. And may the Lord add His blessing to this reading of His Word.
Thank you, Jim. You know, I got to thinking about this. I was, every once in a while, I find myself coming in here and I'm ready to preach. And then I think, you know, there's changes I want to make. There's some things I'd like to do differently. And keep in mind, I've had this all week and it's been in my head, but now I'm kind of redacting and changing. But, you know, I got to thinking how nice it would be if we were able to honestly say, what Jesus requires of us is nothing more than showing up for church. And if we do that, life is wonderful, right? That's easy for some of us. Just show up for church. And that makes you a Christian and life is wonderful and we go on. It also makes me think that in our world today, it's really tough to be a Christian because we have a world of reciprocity. Now, if you've ever been in a relationship that is reciprocal, you know that you get if you give, vice versa. And that can work for some people, but that isn't really what Jesus taught. I mean, Jesus never really said, go out there and give to people so they'll give to you, did He? As you heard in our text, this is not the way of Jesus. In fact, His teaching states quite the opposite. And as I've stated before in previous sermons, what Jesus calls us to do is anything but easy. But in our society, oftentimes people fall away from the church because, well, that's just too hard. I mean, did you hear what was said? Love your enemies. If someone hit you on one cheek, turn to them the other. That's not easy stuff. You know, and I've seen cases like this in counseling. I'm going to tell you a little story here. It's about a woman who's really despondent. She's depressed. And she's walking along the beach. And as she walks along the beach, she sees a bottle in the sand. She picks up that bottle and she looks at it for a minute. And she pops the cork. Well, when she does, lo and behold, a genie comes out. And the genie says, you released me from my prison. To show my thanks, I grant you 3 wishes. But take care, for with each wish, your mate will receive double whatever you request. And she said, why? That bum left me for another woman. Well, that's how it's written, replied the genie. So the woman says, okay, I'm going to make my first wish. My first wish is I'd like $1 million. And boom, right at her feet, there's $1 million. Her husband, who isn't with her, has $2 million at his feet. He's off somewhere else. And your second wish? She says, my second wish is I want a diamond necklace. She gets a diamond necklace, but her husband gets way more, double what she got. And he goes off to see if he can sell it, see how much money he can get. So she says, now you're serious. My husband has got double what I've got, right? Yes, ma'am. He's got $2 million and more jewels than I have. Yes, ma'am. She said, all right. I think I'm ready for my last wish. He says, what's that? And she said, scare me half to death. That's pretty good. But Jesus, but I say to you that, listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold your shirt. I won't ask for a show of hands, but I'm willing to bet there wouldn't be a whole lot if I said, can you do that? Do you love your enemies? Someone hits you, do you let them do it again? Three things happen when we follow the teachings of Jesus. Three things happen. First, it extends the mercy of God and the hope of being part of God's kingdom to those who otherwise face destructive lives. Second, those who extend mercy find their experience of mercy deepens as part of their present, if partial, experience of God's kingdom. And third, we model the promise of the kingdom for others in the community if we live it. But you heard what Jesus said, if we don't, and we're just doing what we naturally do, which is, you do it to me, I'm going to do it to you. They're not learning anything about God's kingdom. Nothing. What does that really mean? It means Jesus wants us to be an extension of God's mercy. It means Jesus wants us to experience God's kingdom by experiencing the giving and receiving of mercy. And it means Jesus wants us to be role models not only for the community, but for our family and friends. One of the problems we have in our schools today is bullying. Somebody's not getting any mercy at home. And they're going to school and they're taking it out on other children. My parents beat me. My parents aren't nice to me. Why do I have to be nice to you? This has actually happened. You've seen it in the news. I've actually experienced it in a school when I had to go do counseling where a kid hurt another kid seriously enough to put him in the hospital. And they said, why did you do it? And he said, because my dad said I had to. My dad said, don't let anyone walk on you. Tear them to pieces. That dad was a Christian, he said. And I will say again, doing any or all three of these things is anything but easy. That's why so many people don't do it. For those of you who have been victims of someone else's unkind acts or rudeness, yet forgave, you know the truth of this. For those of you who have yet to forgive someone for some unkindness or rudeness, you know the truth of this. And for those of you who are at this moment thinking of horrible things someone could do to you or you to them, you know the truth of this. Jesus asks a lot of us, does he not? Would there be any reason to follow someone if they were offering you easy answers? If Jesus had a shown up in Jerusalem and said, I'm here to tell you, if they do it to you, do it to them. The Romans taught that. The Sanhedrin taught that. To live the teachings of Jesus, isn't it? You can be sarcastic to anybody. You can be mean to anybody. But how hard it is to be nice to those who are mean to you. A young lady who occasionally walked through the park after work was walking through one day and she saw a photographer. And on this particular day, she decided she wanted to have her picture taken. So she goes to the photographer and she says, "Would you please take my picture?" And he does. As she walked out of the park, she looked at the picture in total amazement. She turned and headed back to the cameraman. When she got there, she said, "This is not right. This is not right. You have done me no justice." The photographer looked at the picture and looked at her and said, "Miss, you don't need justice. What you need is mercy." Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. That's a condition that we rarely ever read, but it's in the words of Jesus. It's an amazing thing how we try to protect ourselves from living the life of Jesus. I don't want to live his teaching because if I do, people are going to get away with stuff. And we live by, most of us, a code. You do it to me and I'm going to do it to you. One night in 1935, Fiorello H. LaGuardia, I don't know how many of you ever flown into LaGuardia Airport, but this is the man it's named after. He was mayor of New York in 1935, and he showed up at a night court in the poorest ward of the city. He dismissed the judge for the evening and took over the bench. One case involved an elderly woman who was caught stealing bread to feed her grandchildren. LaGuardia said, I have to punish you. $10 or 10 days in jail. As he spoke, he threw $10 into his hat. He then fined everyone in the courtroom 50 cents for living in a city where a person has to steal bread to feed their grandchildren. The woman left the courtroom with her fine paid and an additional $47.50 in her pocket. Thank God for people like LaGuardia who had the good-hearted sense to demonstrate mercy on that poor lady who more than demonstrated mercy in what he did. Jesus said, "Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." Jesus is very clear. We should not be vengeful, unkind, unforgiving, or unloving. We shouldn't be. He fully understands how bad the world can be, better than most of us. But he tells us it is not the world who should teach us, but God. He tells us, yes, I know there are bad people, but they're not your teachers. I am. And when you allow them to affect your behavior in such a way that you're bad, then you make them your teachers. Do not do this, Jesus says. Let God into your heart, not the world. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. In these verses, Jesus tells us how ungodly it is to do things just to get something in return. In other words, living the Christian life is not about reciprocity. We don't do things just so we can get something in return. There is nothing reciprocal in this text. Jesus says, but love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Now, some of you may be thinking, but Pastor, it says, do to others as you would have them do to you. It does. If you want people to be unkind to you, go ahead. That's reciprocity. But if you do to them good things because you want them to go into the world and do good things, that's a whole different thing. And I will say this, as you would have them do, not expect they will do. The expectation is you model a more excellent way. That's the expectation. Perhaps for some, the question is, what do I get out of it if I live the way Jesus taught? After all, for many, nothing is worth doing if there is no reward. Is that how you live your Christian life? Why should I give to the church? Give my time, my talent, my gifts. What am I getting out of it? Is that the way you live? A lady was bringing her plants into the house in the fall, and some had hardly grown at all. They had made no progress, produced no bloom. They had just lived, and that was about all. Others had done well, grown strong and beautiful with abundant blossoms. The former were taken in and saved from perishing, but had obscure places with little regard or use. Just saved, and that was all. While those that had used their powers and opportunities were taken to grace the parlor, the windows of the house, and given missions of beauty and power. So it is with the people of God's garden and house. Some find that in living the Word, they grow and become better people. But until you live the Word, you won't know what that growth is. Others never try, just call themselves believers and never change from their old lives to the new life in Christ. Have you seen those people? I was baptized, and then I hardly ever went to church. And try to live what Jesus taught? Are you kidding? That's anything but easy. Living a better life is the reward. Not what you get, but what you give. And when you give, you grow. And when you grow, you will be children of the Most High. That's what Jesus says. But I will caution you again. Living the Word is anything but easy. And I don't think there's a person here today, including myself, that don't realize just how difficult it is to live the Word of the Lord. Can you? Can you give of yourself knowing that you may get nothing in return except that your Heavenly Father knows you did it? Might be the only one. But isn't that enough? Let us pray. Oh God, our Lord, we give you thanks for your Son and for his teachings. We give you thanks for your Holy Spirit that lifts us up in difficult times. We know all too often that living the Word is anything but easy. But we know you're always there with us. We know that you love us. We know that to strive to do that which your Son taught is for our benefit. And whether anyone else knows, Lord, you know. And we give you thanks and praise that you are all-seeing and all-knowing. And we give you thanks and praise during this worship service. For we love you. And we ask that you continue to be with us. In your Son's name, amen.
We're glad that you joined us today for this special message, and we pray that you will join us again next week as God's word is brought to you.